It's just into the first week of July, however, it already appears as though the season's Premier Division title has been decided following Brigade's huge one at Mahara Masonry against Brady yesterday.
Yeah, Brady in second position. Needed to win that one to give Brigade any problems at all. The runaway leaders, and don't look as if they can be caught by anybody. They're just a very, very strong side. Yesterday, Brady got a good score, 298 was a big score. Sami Saraya, your outstanding professional, scoring 77. But Brigade, as you say, just losing the 3 wickets. 2 Centurions in their side yesterday, David Barr with 122, and Ifty Carrasale with 113. Brigade won them by 7 wickets to extend their lead at the top.
And also, Eamon, there was action yesterday. Donnymana stay second after a narrow 19-run success at the Rectory against Glendermot.
Yeah, another high-scoring game. Donnymana getting 252 for 8. William McClintock batting very well for his 87. Glendermot, they didn't have a go at it, to be fair. They just fell 19 runs short with their professional Tisha scoring 65. But Donnymana back in the winning ways again after having a few very, very poor results. But Glendermot are sort of safe enough, and they're more interested in what's happening today as Glendermot in the other semi-final of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup.
At the other end of the table, both Ballyspellin and Eglinton lifted themselves further away from trouble as they posted wins over Coleraine and Strabane respectively.
Yeah, Ballyspellin playing Coleraine, entertaining Coleraine. Coleraine 148, young Graham Kennedy getting 4 wickets for 14, and then doing it with the Bally, scored 59 not out. Ballyspellin's reply of 152 for 5. Eglinton had a very, very easy victory against a very poor Strabane side. Eglinton getting 246 for 6. Stuart Thompson back in form with 68. Strabane, miserable bit of batting again yesterday, 108. Leaves them at the bottom of the table and really, really struggling this year. Very comfortable win by 138 runs for Eglinton.
In the Championship, Decker Curry came agonisingly close to that elusive 100th. The former Ireland international was out for 86 as Ardmore beat St Johnstone by 7 wickets. So Decker Curry in fine form again yesterday, Eamon.
Yeah, if he can just get this 100th, as he's got so close on a number of occasions recently, I think it's going to come eventually. Yesterday was another near miss, but he got close to it. But it'll come eventually, I'm sure of that, and what a record that'll be from one of the best batsmen ever to grace North West cricket or Irish cricket.
Burndennet, they continue to set the pace as they beat Killy Clooney by 115 runs to make it 8 league wins on the bounce. It's been a good period for Burndennet, Eamon.
Been great for Burndennet, the professional getting a big score yesterday again, and that's 8 on the trail, as you say, Park, and they're looking good for at least the playoff position, if not winning it outright. Ardmore pushing them at the top, and then the other game yesterday, Fox Lodge easily defeated New Buildings. They leave them in third position, but Burndennet are setting the pace here, strongly pressed by Ardmore with Fox Lodge in third.
Yeah, Fox Lodge, they go back to winning ways yesterday. Brian Allen, once again, top scorer for them with 45 as they made it 170 against New Buildings. So Fox Lodge returning to form.
Yeah, they are. Good side, Fox Lodge. They went down last year, but they're determined to try and bounce back up again. Mostly an all-local side, which is credit to them. And they'll be in there at the death for sure. But a good result for them yesterday.